book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. The title of my message this morning is, He Speaks the Things That Are Not as Though They Were. He speaks the things that are not as though they were. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, one of the fundamental things we need to understand is that God is very different from man. He operates at a dimension and level which is very different from man, and that is why he could create and sustain the universe and all the things that are in it. Hallelujah. Amen. God is very different from man. Never think about God in terms of man. God is high above, far above who we are. Hallelujah. Now, to give you, you know, some of the ways that God is different from man. Moses says, God is not a man. In Numbers 23, verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should change his mind. Meaning, it is easy for a man to lie. It is easy for a man to change his mind. But God is not a man. He can never lie. And he can never change his mind. Amen. Isaiah says, he speaks the end from the beginning. Kureva kuti mwari. Zvisati zvaitika. Mwari anonga ataura. In other words, mwari anoziva magumo ezvinhu zvisati zvatombotanga. No wonder mwari wakataura kare in the Bible about the end before we have reached the end. My God. He speaks the end from the beginning, which men cannot do. If I speak the end from the beginning, that means the Spirit of God is upon me so that I can reveal that which God has given me. Isaiah also says his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts far above our own thoughts. Maitiro ake akasiyana ne maitiro evanhu. Nema fungiro aki, angambo fanani nema fungiro antamun. As the heavens are high above the earth, so is the ways of God. So are the thoughts of God higher than your thoughts or your ways. Hallelujah. God does not see as man sees. You know, this was God speaking to Samuel. God had told Samuel to go and anoint a son of Jesse as the next king to take over from Saul. So when Samuel went to anoint the sons of Jesse and he sees the brothers of David, he said, surely he is among them. But the Lord said, no, do not anoint any of those because man looks at the outward appearance. Akasimba here. Is he handsome? This must be the king. And the Lord says, no. I do not see as man sees. Man looks at the appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Ah.
Kureva kuti munhu wamusinga fungire ndiye munhu achuzwa naMwari. Wamusinga fungire kuti ndiye anenge ari mambo ndiye wachuzwa naMwari.
Are you getting this? Pana rondinzwa here pana. Hallelujah. Now, from the scripture we have read, amen. Hallelujah. The Bible is saying, as it is written, I've made you a father of many nations. Paul here was talking about a man called Abraham. Hallelujah. We all know that in Genesis chapter 12, from verse 1, that's where the Bible says, the Lord had said unto Abraham, get out from the place where you are and go to the land which I shall show you. Right? Amen? And God gave him promises. I will make you great. I will make your name great. Amen? Through you shall all the nations be blessed. I will bless you and you shall become a blessing. He who blesses you shall be blessed. He who curses you shall be cursed. These are the promises that God gave to the man called Abraham. Amen. And through your seed shall all the nations be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Now, he says, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. Right? In other words, Abraham believed God when he spoke these things to him. Right? Which means it is very, very, very important for you to believe God when he speaks things over your life. If you don't believe, those things cannot come to pass. So when the Lord spoke these promises to Abraham, the Bible says he believed. He believed in God who raises the dead. Now, the Bible says he believed in God who what? Raises the dead. Kureva kuti Abraham akatarisa zvinoitwa naMwari, mabasa makuru anoitwa naMwari. Ndobva akompeya nezviri kutaurwa naMwari kuupenyu hwake akaona kuti this is a small thing to God. Are you getting this? If God can raise the dead, what more about this which he's talking about? This is a small thing to God. So whenever you have a problem in believing some things that God is saying to your life, think about God who raises the dead. Think about God who created the heavens, the earth, and everything in it. Mwaranga netseka nekurapa kachirwere kawinako. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Panarundinzwa here pana. Hallelujah. So what does it mean to say speaking the things that are not as if they are? Right? What does it mean when we say God speaks the things that are not as if they are? Anotaura zvinhu zvisipo sezvinenge zviripo. Right? Amen. The Bible said, I've made thee a father of many nations. I have made you. When you are speaking about the things that are not as if they are, you are speaking things that are already a reality in the spirit but are not yet manifested in the flesh. When you are speaking the things that are not as if they are, you are speaking about things that already exist in the realm of the spirit, although those things have not yet manifested in the flesh. guy. Kureva kuti, as far as God is concerned, those things exist. As far as God is concerned, those things are a done deal. Ask Wauri, you have not seen the physical manifestation of it. When the Bible is talking about Jesus, the Bible says, Gwayana rakabai wakuva. Before the foundation of the world, right? Nyika isatia vambwa. Gwayana rakabai. But we see Jesus being crucified on the cross in time. But Mwari ataura kare kuti gwayana rakabai. Kureva kuti, in the realm of the spirit, as far as God was concerned, Jesus was already crucified. Shagazo Sara zo manifesta kwa tiri asikuda Mwari, it was a reality. When I was speaking about the end, the Bible says John was taken. Akanoratidzwa kuguma kwenyika. Akanoratidzwa the new heavens and the new earth, because the Bible says, I saw. Mwari aigona sei kumuratidza zvinhu zviri mberi if it is not a reality to God himself. Kureva kuti, the end of the world is a reality already to God, but it is yet to be manifested in the flesh. Ah, pana rundinzwa here pana. Pana rundinzwa here pana. When you are speaking about this, it's like a delayed match. Ah, pana rundinzwa here pana. When you see something live, you are there, right? So God is like someone who is watching things live. But iwewe, you are not there. Unozo mirira time. Ya unozo rati to the delayed game. But kude mumu atuona the live match akatuona the results. Are you getting this? So to God, God is like someone who is live. Who is there when things are happening? He knows the end. He knows the results. But you are not there. So God is coming from being live, then coming to you and telling you what is going to be. Pana rundins go here, pana. So when God speaks the things that are not as if they are a reality already in the realm of the spirit. But those things have not yet manifested in the flesh. You know, when God spoke to Abraham, Abraham didn't yet have a son of promise. We all know that the son of promise was Isaac, right? The promises of God to Abraham were not going to come through anyone else except the son of promise, who was Isaac. So when God visited Abraham in Genesis chapter 17, Abraham already had Ishmael. But the promises of God on Abraham were not going to come to pass through what? Ishmael. They were going to come to pass through Isaac. Amen. So, God changed Abram's name to Abraham in Genesis chapter 17. And Abram is Hebrew, right? Is a name which means exalted father, high father. And God changed it to Abraham, which means father of a multitude. When Abraham was not yet a father of multitudes. God changed his name and called him a father of multitudes. God was speaking the things that are not as if they are. God was not saying you are going to be. God said you are, because that is the name that he gave him. Never judge things by what you see. The Bible, when talking about Jesus in Isaiah chapter 11, it was talking about Jesus saying the Spirit of God shall be upon him. Amen. And then he shall not judge by seeing with his eyes, nor by the hearing of his ears. But as he hears from the Spirit of God, he judges. How many times do we judge things by what we see? And how many times do we judge things by what we hear? But the Bible says when Jesus looked at things, when he looked at people, he did not judge them by what he saw from the outside. Never did he judge them by what he heard from people. But he judged as he heard from the Spirit. In other words, the Spirit of God is the one who has absolute knowledge concerning anyone or any situation. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 17 verse 5. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. Kana uchiverenga Bible, take note of what the Bible is saying exactly. For a father of many nations have I made you. Kurova kuti Mwari can make you a great person before it's even manifested. When God is looking at you, you are a great man. But when people look at you, aunana basarisa. Amen. You know, Jesus in those own far out, so that you may be able, you know, to understand how to walk with God. Understand the language of God. The Bible says he who does not have faith cannot please him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is God who will bring it to pass. It's not you. Can I do this? Is it really me? In other words, you are looking at your own means. You are looking at yourself saying, can I do it? How will I? But you are forgetting that it is God who has spoken it. And what you must simply do is to cooperate with him. My God. You cannot have a successful Christian life because God will be speaking to you. God will be giving you promises. God wants you to walk in the plan that he has for you. Remember. So if he wants you to walk in the plan that he has for you, he has to speak it to you. Are you getting this? God spoke his plan to Abraham about making him great, his name great, about blessing him. Before all those things were reality to him. So Abraham had to believe God, had to believe what God was saying to him. My God. Because God speaks the things that are not as if they are. This ministry is ministry. Those taura, because I know it and I believe it. I don't know about you. I know what God said to me. I know what God spoke to me. Millions will come into the kingdom because of this. No matter what you see, no matter what you judge by your eyes, nor by the hearing of your ears, but have you heard from God? Have you heard the word of God? Have you heard from His Spirit? My God. You know, when God spoke to Abraham about this in Genesis chapter 17, Abraham was 99 years old. 99 years old. And Isaac was not yet born. No child of promise. 99 years old. But the Bible tells me that Abraham did not stagger in faith. And against hope, he believed in hope. What was the kind of Bible story about against hope, you believe in hope? In other words, from the human perspective, there is no hope that Abraham was going to have a child because he was too old. Sarah could not bear children anymore. But the Bible says against hope, he believed in hope. Because he knew it was not him who made the promise, it was God. That's why the Bible said, God who raises the dead. Ah, come on, somebody. Sometimes you may think about your situation and you think, this situation is dead. But let me tell you, somebody, there is a God who raises the dead.
I mean, boy.
It is God who brings this to pass. He said in Genesis 17, verse 6, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. Look at this. He says, I will make you exceeding fruitful. And he said, I will make nations out of you. Who is making these things out of him? God. You have to get this. It is God who said, I will make. This is God. And what was Abraham's purpose? It was to believe him. My God. That's why the Bible says, and he counted it righteousness to Abraham. He believed. Do you believe? When God speaks to you and when God speaks to your life, do you believe? You know what? Many people, we strive to pray to God. God, I want this. God, I want this. God, make me this. And it, those prayers are very hard, I tell you. A better advice would be, what does God want to make you? What does God want to make you? When He's looking at you, what is His plan and purpose for you? Because if you know that, and I will. When I'm standing here preaching, this is what God spoke over my life. And when I said, yes, Lord, and then He said, and I will. And I said, yes, amen, Baba, amen, Baba. Just like Abraham. My God. What has God called you to do? Because He speaks the things that are not as if they are. I mean, why? God did not end by changing Abram's name to Abraham. He changed Sarai's name to Sarah. Abraham's wife. And you know, the name Sarai means dominative. Mukadza no dominate. And he changed it to Sarah, which means noble woman. A woman of great character and great honor from a dominative one. Sarai, if you were not submissive and respecting your husband, now I want you to be like, Kana mwari akushanda newe anochinja zvinhu in your life. Even your names, kune mango mazita yekuti ukatarisa unonzi kuti zita rariti. And God said, I cannot walk with you being dominative. I have to change you to become a noble woman. Do wakatsika. Kana uchionekwa. My God. And you know what? God is so wonderful. If you go to Genesis chapter 16, the previous chapter, before Sarah's name was changed, you know what she did in Genesis 16? She ordered Abraham to take Hagar to have a child with Hagar. Mwari vakataura na Abraham, I will give you a child of promise. Because there was a dominative woman, Sarah. Akati, zvanonoka. Abraham, take Hagar. And Ishmael was born. Out of the will of God. Dominative woman. And then God, in Genesis 17, he changes the name Sarai to Sarah. And after that, God is so wonderful. In Genesis chapter 18, amen, she called Abraham my Lord, the next chapter. My Lord. God is so wonderful. Can I have that change a moon? The moment he speaks, unoto chinja chet. Because he says, I will, and I will, and I will, and I will. Pana rundins go erepana. Hallelujah. You know, when God said, I'm going to give you a child, this prophecy seemed like it was going to fail, wasn't it? Right? You know, Abraham was getting too old, man. And Sarah, she was past childbearing age. So all the people who probably heard about God's promise to Abraham were saying, Abraham, how many years are you now? And still there is no child of promise. Sarah, vakato zotora Hagar. Tarira unika mwana ndeka Hagar akanzi ka Sarah. Vanhu kana vakutaura. When God spoke the promise to Abraham, Isaac akatozozvarwa after 25 years, baba. Abraham had 100 years. After 25 years, after God had said, I will give you a child. Bajene ma Kristu emazuva ano ayekuti kana uchida munana ipapo mfundisi ipapo. Microwave miracle ndoyaunenge uchida. 25 years Mwari akatarisa Abraham. Abraham, are you going to believe? Will you continue believing even if the situation seems as if this is not going to happen? Pana rundinzwa here pana. Unoprofitwa kunzi no uchawana basi. Yeshua wabva kutaurirwa unzwa waende such application. Wotofunga kuti handa kuenda kubasa manje. Then you receive a letter of regret. Abraham, against hope, he believed in hope. He never staggered in faith, giving glory to God. What are you going to do? Some of these promises, Some of them, they will take days. Some of them can take weeks to be fulfilled. Months, years, Baba. Some of them will never be fulfilled whilst they are still alive. Because Abraham, as Jesus says, shall fulfill our pain. Because when the Bible says, you shall be a blessing to all the nations, unazwa sidi yaita rwandian, di Jesu. It is Jesus who is blessing the whole world right now. That was the seed of Abraham that God was talking about. Saka Abraham, I forgot to Africa, tishashika. Aiwa, uziriwe. It's your seed who will come to Africa. But the word of God will be fulfilled. Because Jesus is called the son of Abraham. Hallelujah. Yeah. It seemed as if the prophecy would not be fulfilled. And when God when God came to Abraham, you know what he said? Next year by this time you shall have a son. Next year by this time, Sarah shall have a what? A son. And Sarah had it. Abraham, and she laughed. Promises but how can this happen? Menaga bunza, how shall it be? And then the Lord said, Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Fungamkazaga o mapaganzo maraji bunza. That's weak, of course. So no tara moyo mago shino zigwa na mwana. So no fungwa mfungwa zako shino zigana na mwana. Mwana wana mbonzo achi seko, agato nzwa moyo mago tu kwa sekwa. Why did Sarah laugh? Nopo kata jitaro wata anza, nifunga Sarah, ayo gononga ufungwa nipana bando gonongoro wane meni pana. But God is not like that, right? Why did she laugh? And she said, I did not laugh. But moon no food. My daughter was sick. What did that Angina? Amen. Amen. But my daughter was Kuchka. Amen. But the Lord said to Sarah, is anything too hard for the Lord? My God. Unonetseka nekutenda shoko ra Mwari. Iwo anonga achibvunza kuti is anything too hard for the Lord? Kaupenyu kako aka Mwari wanga tadze kukachinja aka. In a second, is anything too hard for the Lord? Look at yourself without a problem. Maybe you are not obedient. Maybe you don't listen to the word of God. Maybe you're narrow. You can't see that. Maybe we just want to know that we don't see it. And I know what they're going to do. I'm going to do it. What is it? Because after some time, I tell you, no, I'm going to map. And then I'm going to say, please, she needs to write on. Because Mwari, I know that when I'm going to put, he loves them. But there will come a time that he chastens his child. Okay, before tata ora nezva Mwari. Vana baba vedu vepanyama vanotida. Tikaita chakaipa vanogona kudzwa kuti anono. My child, don't do that. Don't do that. But there will come a time anozokutora kuti wazoenderera manje. Royal yaunoitwa musiwo. Uri kunenzwa. But kukurova hakusi kukuvenga. Kukudzidzisa. Because if you don't do that, you spoil the child. So God does not want to spoil you.
Saka gara achikutaurira achikutaiwa izvizvi. Aiwa zvakadai zvakadai. Chenjera. Unogona kuzo iswa mumaoko a Satan. Ah baba, you don't want that. Andika. Unopukutwa ukazvirega. Ukauya ukati Mwari ndiregereyo munzai achimbogara wakadaro. Usafunga kuti anongochinja ipapo. Ah unombotsano chimbozororai ma. Oporwa kana 5 years. Asa rogona upera mda because zvava kudai soka. Ukaita small house iwe. Andika. Because une mari yekupaka. Because dai wanga usina ko unomchengeta nini. Andika. Saka wanonga uchidi uchita zvavari kuita uchita zvo. Uchinza brother yoto. Koma yoto. Andika. That's an example, isn't it? Maroso not all right. Maro kufarisa. Kabasa kaikunze kwa. Hatsekuru. Unogona kutambura zvekuti hazvibiri. Hama dzawainwa nadzo doro. Nedzai kubatsira. Kumuti changu andibatsira nedora andikanzwa kuti handina. Wosi kune vamwe anokufarira unayo. The moment ndozvinoita even kana small zvinoza zvainaita. It can put you out at the moment you are going to send. I fear I change it. Ipapo zvibate usati warura kudai ndibate ndinzwe mushi. Dine cheche here panapa. Dine cheche here pana. Eh tinoda kubatsirana muno nevakomana ndito kubatsirai kuti uko hakuendoko. Una pukutwa kazvirega. Kati Mwari di ukazoona vamwe vanhu vanenge va serious ku church. Serious chipomfunza history yake waona moto mukomana saka akumhanyira kuna Mwari kuti Mwari chitibatsirai manje oh hauda kubatsirwa apa kuapa wakatadza kumhanya kuna Mwari sei wada kumunamata nekuti zvomu unoita vanhu vaya vanozoti vaapa deathbed ndopaunoti daidzai mufundisi kuonga uri kupi wakuda kudaidzirwa mufundisi mai nekuti waapa deathbed ai gana matwe nguva ichiripo pana ari unenzwa here pana. Amen. So all things are possible to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Mark chapter 10, verse 27, and Jesus, looking upon them, says, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. With God, all things. What is it? What is ailing you? What is the problem that we have? The Bible says all things are possible with God. All things are possible to him who believes. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a man in the Bible called Gideon. How many know him? Gideon. Gideon was a mighty man. We didn't know that he was mighty. Gideon was a mighty man who did not know that he was mighty. You can be favored, but yet not know that you are favored. You can be blessed, but you don't know that you are blessed. That's a dilemma. Hallelujah. Judges chapter 6 verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And in verse 15, he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Now, I want to tell you this. Dambokuti, all things are possible with God. Problem yaivane Israel. Andirika. Yaipinda munonzi the cycle of sin, bondage, and deliverance. Pakafa Joshua. Andit. Saka apa, in Judges chapter 6, Israel yaitambudzwa nema Midianites. Vaitu akarima, andika. Their crops kana dzaku da kuwewa pai pai.
Mamidianites aibva auya vese eh nemhuka dzavo nemhuka kuzodya minda vakwana vakaoma koma eh havaitora chete but vaiva nemhuka dzavo eh nezvipfuwo zvavo kuzodya futi nemuminda ma ndosaka ndambotaura kana mwari akudawo kupinza ipataiti unoti baba nemuridzo vanga vasinganzwi maIsraeri vakunamata futi zvimwari zvamaamarekaizi zvikanzwa oh ndakubvisai kupi kuijipita ndichikuunzai kuchikunyika ine huchi nemukaka makunditira futi izvi its okay mamidianites ndo inonzi devhoara iya kana usati wainzwa painzi ah ndinovhurira the devhoara vakomana vakarohwa nadevhoara usafunga kuti kuchauya chimwe chinhu chonzi devhoara aa kunongomutswa vanhu vanokurovera zvinhu kungodai mari washiya kuti aendepi kungodai so ndandinayo panapa kana chauno unogona usha kuti ndambotengei kana devhoara akurova so the Midianites were a devourer to what? To Israel. Vakarohwa nenzara. Kusvika Israel yazochema kuna Mwari. Ndopakazouya mutumwa kunani. Kuna Gideon zvikanzi, greetings, you mighty man of valor. Murume wei, weumhare. Gideon ndokutarisa ngirozi akati ini manje. Ini. My family is poor. We are the least in Israel. Ndinei chandingaponesa nacho Israel. Apo kapo. The mighty man who didn't know that he was mighty. Unozva Mwari akasa kubatsira ka. Unogona kuzviona seunge uri hapana zvemunhu. You think kuti hapana zvandiri. I'm not counted. Even if people do not count you, you end up not counting yourself. Iwe wacho. Kuzvitarisa kuti habati hapana zviripo zvemunhu pano. Greetings, you mighty men of valor, zvikanzi ini manje. Until the angel of the Lord says, the Lord is with you. Right? The Lord is what? Is with you. Grow up with being mighty is not being in yourself. You are not mighty in yourself. But the Lord is the one who is mighty in your life. Oh. He speaks the things that are not as if they are. Bozi Mwari akauya kune munhu anofunga kuti aini hapana zviripo. Zvikanzi mighty man. Tine chechere pana. Hallelujah. Hana kupirira ipapo. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. You know what the Lord said to Jeremiah? Eh? Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before you came out of the womb, I sanctified you and I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Jeremiah, before you were born, I knew you. Usati, Baba. He knows the things that are not. Right? And when he speaks the things that are not as if they are. I knew you. Before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were even born, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet. Even kasati kaku prophet. And in the church here, God was looking at the child. The child was a prophet. You know what Jeremiah said? Ah, Lord God, I'm young. I cannot speak. You cannot. Before you were born, I ordained you. As nonzi, as she at a certain age, God ordained him. He was ordained in the womb. He speaks the things that are not as if they are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, one thing that I would want to tell you now is we should also call the things that are not as if they are when we speak.
A child of God must learn from God. Amen. Amen. You know, just imagine if I was a prophet, right? Amen. Would you not say Dagupenga or I met if I told Abraham and Sarah, when Abraham was 99 years old and Sarah could no longer bear children, and I tell them that you shall have a son, you would say, but you know what, Pastor Bangab, you know, Angawari munhu wamwari, right? And the vaiparidza zvakanaka kusvikira vakazoudza Abraham kuti uchaita mwana apa vakuzonyara manje. Amen. Would you not say I am mad if I came to Jacob and said, Jacob, the Lord is with you, and he shall make you great, and he shall give you the blessing of Abraham, your father, and the Lord shall be with you. You shall be a mighty man. You shall be called Israel, because you shall rule as God. Ah, I know, Pastor Bangapa, kusikira vazodza Jacob. Jacob, his brother, the blessing cup. Akati zakaenda kwa Labani. Hapa munhu wa Mwari. Dai vaiziva munhu wa ari kutaura. Munhu wa Mwari varasi. If I was to prophesy to Gideon and say, thou mighty man of valor. Ah, vanhu vaiti ya, ya. Uyu. Asi mfundisa vamuzivesu. Ndiye yuka uya uya. Gideon, who comes from a poor family and all that. Pastor Bangaba was doing very well until he spoke to this man. If Jesus was born today, and I tell the people, behold the King of Israel. You know, Pastor Bangabo was doing very well. Until he prophesied to that child. How can a child be a king? There is nothing good that comes out of Nazareth. All people know that. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a God who speaks the things that are not as if they are. God does not look at your situation. God does not look through the eyes of men. God does not judge your situation like men judges. But the Bible says the Lord speaks the plans that he had already ordained before the foundation of the world over your life. Don't look at yourself. Don't look at how weak you are. It is God who will do it. It is God who will bring his promises to pass in your life. May we stand up on our feet. Hallelujah. These are the things that you must know. These are spiritual principles. Hallelujah. The Lord said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, and shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. This is the word of the Lord to us. It doesn't matter that you are in the wilderness. God can make a way in the wilderness. It doesn't matter whether you are in the desert. God can make rivers flow in the desert. Amen. Amen.
There shall be fruitfulness to the one who was called barren. Pana arondin zgo wa pana. And let the weak say, I'm strong. And let the poor say, I am rich. It's not about your current situation. It's not about where you are. That's why the Bible is saying, let the weak say, I am strong. And the poor say, I am strong.